first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Terry Bodemar stands up for the rights of future generations.
Our Constitution uses the word posterity in the preamble. We instituted the Constitution to secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. Posterity means all collective future generations. How are we doing with this? What blessings of liberty are we securing for our grandchildren's children? What legacy do we pass on to the future? What about the liberty to breathe clean air, to drink clean water, to live in a world with viable soil, oceans, and forests? Do we leave behind a livable planet? Or think about the inheritance we leave in terms of storyline. Do we leave a world that models cooperation and possibility, tolerance and creativity, a culture of caring, or one of fear, inequality, and enemies? Isn't it past time to formally acknowledge the rights of future generations? With that goal in mind, a group has begun drafting a declaration for the rights of future generations. Imagine the possibilities by simply considering the effect our decisions have on future generations. The precautionary principle.
Terry Bodemar is a member of the Santa Cruz Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. If you would like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqt.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.